Good morning, RVA. It's 51 degrees, and today's highs of 65-ish are chef's kiss. Cold, wet weather returns tomorrow, though, with temperatures in the upper 30s. So enjoy today. Water cooler. The Commonwealth's journey to a budget continues to unfold, and I've got a handful of links to inform you about a process that, to me, still seems dark and mysterious. First, the Commonwealth Institute has a long, detailed post about where we stand on options for increased state education funding. This next bit makes me furious. When compared to the governor's proposal, quote, the impact of the House's proposal is that the 27 school divisions with the highest child poverty rates will receive $10 million less in state funding, while the 27 school divisions with lowest child poverty will receive an additional $6 million, furthering the inequity in the state's funding distribution. Next, Cisuarez Rojas at the Richmond Times-Dispatch says Henrico School District could actually lose money in the deal. And finally, also in the RTD, Michael Martz says that the Virginia Legislative Black Caucus member delegate Luke Torian refused to meet with the governor about the budget, saying, quote, I am still not at a comfortable place with the governor in the circumstances. Read this charming piece by Virginia Mercury's Ned Oliver about how Democrats in the House of Delegates are still working to get the Equal Rights Amendment passed. I love this exchange between the Democratic woman pushing the ERA forward and the Republican man trying to stop her. Quote, Ayala countered that if Gilbert takes exception to her proposed rule change, she takes exception to him not giving me my equality. Okay. A federal court says Virginia's House of Delegates must use the new district map drawn by a court-appointed expert, says Graham Mumma at the RTD. Republicans had already appealed to the Supreme Court, which will hear the case on March 18th, so the issue is far from resolved. Additionally, One Virginia 2021 reminds us that even fair court-drawn maps are a suboptimal solution, and that we should all want an independent commission bound by obvious rules-banding gerrymandering tasked with transparent redistricting. You can support that cause over at reformvirginia.org. RVA Mag has a Capital News Service story recapping a panel about gentrification that I wish I would have known about. It featured a ton of my favorite people in town, and I would have encouraged y'all to make it your business to be there. Interested in / terrified by what the president can do should he declare a national emergency? Here's a very detailed table of all the powers available to him should he decide to do so. The Atlantic has some of the same information in a narrative form if giant tables aren't your thing. Monday is Washington's birthday, a.k.a. President's Day, a.k.a. a federal holiday, and I will be taking the day off from Good Morning RVA, sleeping in a bit, and making a bigger, day-off-sized pot of coffee. Until Tuesday! Related, the Wikipedia entry on this holiday is interesting, especially the list of which states call it President's Day, some involving just Washington, a combination of Washington and Lincoln, or something else altogether. This morning's long read is titled How Virginia's Kyle Guy Weathered Heartbreak and Learned to Live with Anxiety. As March approaches and basketball intensifies, I enjoyed this piece about anxiety and a guy who's been in a stressful situation or two. Here's an excerpt. Mentally, that progression has been steady. After a summer of healing, his continued work with Freeman, and his own awareness and openness in dealing with pressure, Guy has found himself in a much better place, including being more open with his family and close friends. I wish that there was this one big moment for me, but there wasn't, Guy says. It took a lot of hard work and the people around me helping me through it. The more I stayed in a routine and made mistakes with it, the more I learned about how I was going to cope with it, and it gradually got better. I haven't had a panic attack in a very long time. I'm thankful and I'm happy that I figured it out. If you'd like your long read to show up here, go chip in a couple of bucks on the old Patreon. That's patreon.com/GMRVA. This morning's Instagram is my Instagram user, Bobby's World RVA, and has a picture of a Richmond skyline, some sunrise action going on, and an overview of one of our way too big highway bridges that we should probably just take a couple of lanes away from. Intro and outro music by Tommy Beekman. You can find more from Tommy over on soundcloud.com/Tommy Beekman. And you can find links to all these stories and more in the show notes or on gmrva.com.